Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Mem, Nida 40. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fifth chapter of Maseches Nida, and this chapter is called Perek Yotzei Dofen. Yotzei Dofen is a Talmudic terminology for a C-section. So it says in the Torah that in Leviticus chapter 12, verses 2 through 8, that a woman who gives birth to a male, after she gives birth, she is Tamei Leida, she is Tumas for having given birth for 7 days from the moment she gave birth. And even if she has not seen blood as a result of the birth, we say she is Tamei or Tameya from the moment she gives birth. And after that, she goes to the mikvah, and then she is considered, biblically speaking, Tahora. And from the 8th day onward for a boy until the 40th day, even if she sees blood, that is considered Dam Tor. That is pure blood, and so therefore she's not going to be Tameya as a result of that blood. Right, so if a woman gives birth to a female, then we say she's going to be Tameya for 2 weeks, and after that, she goes to the mikvah, and then from that point, for the next 66 days, she is going to be what is called the Dam Tohar for a female. And so we say on the 41st day after giving birth to a male, or on the 81st day after giving birth to a female, she brings an Ola, and initially if she can afford it, she brings a sheep for an Ola, and she brings a bird as a Chatas. But if she can't afford that, she brings two birds, one for an Ola, one for a Chatas. So says our Mishnah, a Yotzei Dofen, a woman who gave birth to a baby via a C-section, and we're going to get back to a moment how that's even possible for her to live and to bring an offering. But the Talmud says that if she would give birth via a C-section, then we don't consider her, says the Mishnah, we don't consider her to be Tamei, so she doesn't have to stay 7 or 14 days for a male or for a female. And so And also she doesn't get, as a result of this, the Dam Tor, the pure blood, the leniency of the next 33 or 66 days of pure blood. And we also say that even if there was blood that went out when she gave birth, the blood that comes out via the C-section is not considered to be blood that makes her tummy. And if she had produced blood as part of the labor, then we say that she's a nida, but not considered to be dam leida. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and Rabbi Shimon says, harezek yod. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman who gives birth via a C-section, that is indeed going to be considered like a leida, like a regular birth, and so therefore the laws of a regular birth apply, both for stringency to say it's yimei tuma, and also for leniency to say it's yimei tahara. So now our Mishnah says another law about where does the actual moment of tuma start in the woman. So says our Mishnah, ko anasha mitamos, all of the women, they become tamei from the moment the blood leaves the uterus, which is called the makor or the rechem, and then and it goes down to the beis hachitzon, which is the vaginal canal. And even if the blood does not exit the vaginal canal, but it is there, we say she is tamei, as it states, dam yeh zova bivsara, which says that there will be blood that is flowing in her flesh. So therefore, that is what she's going to be considered a nida at that point. And our Mishnah continues, avo azavu balkeri, but as it relates to a man with his emissions, either the zav emission, which is not a seminal emission, but it's something that is similar, because it comes from the man, but from his member, then we say, enu mitamen achateitze tumasan. That is not considered to make something tame until it actually leaves the body. Achateitze tumasan l'chutz. So therefore, let's say he would be haya ocha with truma. If a man was eating truma, and if one eats truma after he has an emission, then he's going to be liable for death because he has to purify himself in the mikvah first. So let's say he's eating the truma, and then he feels her gish and his dazu evarav. He feels that he's about to have an emission from his member. Then we say it's still, since it hasn't left his body, what he has to do is ochez ba'ama. He has to hold his member to prevent the emission from coming out, ubaleas at truma, and quickly swallow the truma before he has the emission. And furthermore, we say with respect to the nida and the zav and the valkari, all these people who have blood or male seed coming out of the body, we say that mitamim bekolshu, that their tuma is with any amount. That there, you don't need a specific minimum threshold. Any amount whatsoever is enough to make it tame. Even if it's just the size of a mustard seed or even smaller, then they're going to be considered to be tameh. So we said with respect to a C-section that there's a dispute in the Mishnah. That one position is that the woman does not have to bring an offering, but Rabbi Shimon's other position that she has to bring an offering if she is a C-section. But the question is, in those days in the ancient world, can a woman have a C-section and live? So Rashi says, yes, it's possible. Rashi, writing in Ashkenaz in the 11th century, says it's possible because Rashi says that you're able to do it via a sam, like some sort of medicine. You're able to take the baby out and the baby would leave and the baby would be healed. But the Meiri, writing in Provence in the 14th century, said the baby would always die if Rachmana Litzlan, if it had to be a C-section. However, the Pisli Nida writes that it seems from Maimonides that he argues in his Pirush HaMishnayos and Rashi, because he says that if a woman gave birth via a C-section, the woman could for sure not live. And so we see from here there's a fundamental dispute. Rashi says it would be theoretically possible, and the Rambam says it was not possible at all for a baby to live, for the mother to live via a C-section.